Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, I'm going to tell you three stories. Comfort and I usually get on a call at 7:30 every evening to just discuss the following day's show, what's been happening. And yesterday, I went to go fetch my mom and my sister from the airport. And then on my way back, he calls me. So we discuss everything. Generally, you know, Comfort, I don't even worry about the kind of discussions you're going to have. He doesn't use foul language. He's not rude. Doesn't say anything blue, you know. So I had this conversation, and I'm on speaker, obviously. I've got all my conversations on speaker. And then only towards the end, I was like, okay, well, right now I'm driving with my mom, so let me finish this up and then send me an email. We'll discuss everything when I get there in the morning, right? So that's the first story. Second story, I got a call from another friend of mine. His name is Nico. Nico's Italian. So I answer. First words out of his mouth. Where the F were you, bro? I'm like, whoa. I'm with my mom in the car. Oh, man. So that's the second story. Third story, I was now calling Trevor after a night where we hung out. And when I called him, the first thing he said to me was, hey, I'm in the car with Slebza and his wife. And I was like, cow. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
What difference does it make? It's not like I was going to gossip about them, you know? But do you get offended when somebody feels like they've got to warn you as they take the call?
No.
Or is it a reflection on them?
No. I mean, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, things slip out, you know? I appreciate it. And I do it as well. I do it. Because I first and foremost, I don't know why you're calling me.
Yeah.
So I need to warn you of the fact that you are, firstly, on speaker.
Yeah.
So if bozo pumele celeni, watch yourself.
But now, the people that you're rolling with, don't they feel as how? Why do you need to warn people?
I'm also protecting you in the car.
Yeah, for me, I take no offense, and I don't think my friend would as well. So I've got a road manager who's become sort of my best friend because we're always together, and he knows everything about me. And we talk about everything and anyone, right? So when he calls, I've got a way of warning him that there's other people, especially if it may be somebody who may not want to hear what we're going to talk about, or if we're going to talk about them. What I do is I just say, Shosh Buddha, hey, no ban ban bulisala, you know, so there's that gritty.
Yes, I very wanted, smart.
Then he knows the line of conversation I want, you know. And for me, it's a beautiful understanding of our relationship and understanding him, and he understands me. Because once he knows who's in the car, I trust him with my life.
Yeah,
you won't throw me under the bus.
Yes.
So and velo solia itandindawa, to be honest. Yeah, I come to itandindawa like in this team like ours.
More
even the
us.
News person herself, Kat, doesn't like indawa like
so. You must warn one another as guys. Or like there's times, and sorry if I'm going to stray a bit, but if I'm with my lady, you know, this has never happened, but the day I call Spoo and I say, please confirm this, he will know to say yes, to confirm it, because he'll probably know the situation I'm in. Even if it's not the truth, he's confirming.
So your lady's listening now and she knows your confirmations mean nothing.
It'll never happen. It's never happened. It will never. But if I were to call Spoo today, now, in this moment, and say, bro, please confirm that we're at the last night, he'll say, oh, definitely. Without even asking.
No, I usually travel with my siblings.
Yeah.
And I know that any conversation I've just had on the phone, I'm going to discuss it with them.
Yeah.
So I often, I do actually warn people, and I don't mind being warned either, because I don't know what setting you're in. And I know my siblings, I need to just explain what that phone call was about, because they're just nosy like that.
But also, the worst thing, when you don't warn sometimes, and then this person goes off on a tangent, and then niyahleba and ugumnand.
Yeah.
Now you're going to have to explain the story that you were hlebering to this person. No. Now I must fill you in on the details.
I'm not gonna lie. I was like a little bit offended. Like, bro, why do you need to warn me? You know me. I mean, I get to. If you've ever received a phone call from me, my phone calls are very direct. Hey, what's up? What's up? Okay, here's how we need to do. Blah blah. I've got no issue with that. I don't even know why you need to warn me.
No, just to switch your mind.
Nah.
To you have an audience.
I am offended.
No, because some people also don't like not being told to go to their own speaker.
Yes. Yeah.
Because that's another thing.
Yes.
Because even though I might not have called you to gossip or whatever, I don't want to know that other people were listening to me on the phone.
But now that's just etiquette.
Good manners.
So if you want to discuss something that's sensitive, I ask first, yo, are you alone?
Yes.
Can you speak about?
Mm.
Then you go into it. Like if I'm speaking to my accountants or whatever, you
some
see.
Some people back, yeah.
We're just going to go watch that's a big story
some
now.
People back, yeah.
And some people will directly ask you, wait, am I on speaker?
Yes.
And then they're like, and you're like, oh, yes. Oh, but why didn't you tell
exactly.
me?
Yes, true, yes.
Right? I want to hear from the ladies. Ladies and the men as well. If the first thing your man says when he takes a call is, hey, by the way, you're on speaker. What is he warning his friends about?
I'm grateful.
What
kind
of? Nah, give us a shout. Let's hear.
I mean, I don't feel offended. Very, very. I'm also cool, man. Not Java. Tell you what you know, bad. I'm over there, Kal. That's your Kal. My engine, but if you ever like a pasta, because Connie's in things as Kuluma, you can go as long as
you see now.
Oh my goodness, I'm that friend that definitely needs to be censored. And the thing that I appreciate about my friends is that they know that I'm pretty crass, especially when it comes to voice notes. So if you are out driving and your car is hooked to the Bluetooth and you get a VN from me, best not to play it because, hey, I talk about anything and everything.
Wait.
One thing about this today's topic is that I'm a cheater, especially the cheater one. I'm not a filter. so now we've developed the thing as a cheater. We see, mess phone. See, I'm a caller because, that's what we loudspeaker. I'm going to call. Yeah, but that's what we're going to loudspeaker. And then now, so women you put them
yeah. And another thing, by the way, sometimes it's not that you're going to expose me, but you're going to expose yourself.
Yeah.
And I don't want the people that I'm with to look at you differently. Be like, how can you solo J?
I'm protecting you.
You see, because now birds of a feather flock together. If Saul exposes himself to be a kind of person on Jaina, Mina, what am I doing hanging around with Saul?
Yeah.
Morning, Kaya family. I have a friend. His name is Obakeng Serame. That guy, I have to warn him before he can open his mouth. I have to tell him, hey, man, I can have a tomokolo in Oskabewa because he just blasts.
Why is he getting only those? Why is he a second hour? You know your friends, you know your people.
Yeah.
Only those you need to warn. Because, yeah. Baba Mpela, ha. Hey. Hey. Same as Lugula, your WhatsApp voice note. Wash ever pill or pillable man. Over the eight, 18 October 30. Yay, yay, yay.
Morning, this is the world. Ah, Nature boots are more hot on a mountain. Oh, no, boo. They do the same because they know they are always on speaker with me because hey motho tla bua bomo o le pela motho a sa tlameng a utlwe bomo eo kapa a bue sephiri a etseng a etseng it's safer to ask hore hey o kgona go bua because yay.
See, that I also appreciate, but that's not necessarily because of anything, just being polite. Like if I call you out the blue, right? And I know this conversation is going to take me 5 minutes. I need to know if you've got the 5 minutes to spare. Mm. I don't want to like get into a long conversation. You're like, actually, bro, I got to go. I've got a meeting coming up. You know what I mean? So that's just polite. I think everybody should do that, in fact.
I don't take offense. I do that at times. Even if you get a call and I'm in the car, and then you tell whoever that, listen, I'm with Khunze, I can't talk, or whatever. I use words, when you call me and maybe there are elders around, or there's someone that I don't want them to hear what we're going to talk about, I'll tell you, hey, dude, I'm compromised. I am compromised. Then most of my friends will know, oh, when he says he's compromised, that means he can't really speak. Or let's choose another line of talking. Or maybe it will end like, hey, Joe, I'm going to check a fella over, I'm going to have a an old lady, and then it ends there. So those are my words. I am compromised.
Hmm.
Where Mina Sizwe, I'm at that age where all my phone calls are on speaker. So what I do, I notify umuntu, irrespective whether it's business, it's work related, or it's a friend, or it's a partner. I'll tell you that, hey, you're on speaker. But people who know me already, they know ukuthi behlezi ba ku speaker. So if kuyindaba nje isigaqa, uyazi ukuthi either drop me a text first to warn me so that in that's good in chief day if you can have any, or I'll tell you Guti. And I'd appreciate the next person to tell me Guti, hey, you're on speaker or whatever, because mina ngiyazazi vele ngivele ngisidubula isigaqa, so angifuna abantu yabona. So yeah, it's courtesy.
Yekani ukhuluma igaqa ocingweni, nibonile mkhwanazi, aphethe yonke into, aphethe yonke into. Yenjela.
Sometimes it's not a bad thing to warn someone that they're on speaker, especially given that as much as you with your partner and stuff, but you have a different relationship with different people, and they also want to make sure that when they speak to you in confidence, because sometimes there are certain things that they want to talk about which they think or they might feel is very personal, or maybe venting about home and family and stuff like that. So they don't necessarily want to be in a position where they feel like they are publicized, if that's the right word.
Yeah, they're being exposed.
From my side, I normally have those kind of phone calls. But if it's me who's calling another person, I think I'd prefer them to actually give me a heads up that they're actually with someone in the car. And then if they're calling me back, I normally would say that you're on a speaker, or I would just disconnect from the speaker. Ideally, I'm not the one driving at that instance. But yeah, I think it's much better when someone just informs you that this is the situation.
So I think more than anything, we know our friends, and we know the sort of conversations that we have, and we know how crazy we get. So now you mention I'm with my mom on the car and we're driving, and then my friend calls and we're on speaker. Then my mom knows, hey, these are the sort of things that we talk about. No, so you go like, hey, by the way, Maya in the car, mama say hi, you know, so that at least they know where to drive the conversation. So yeah, I mean, more than anything, I think for me, is to respect the person that you're in the car with, and then also just to feel comfortable and having a conversation without having to worry over to the next person or the person that is calling uzotini, because hey, some of our friends are crazy.
I warn my friends and they warn me too, because yeah, no. Eish, because I'm with your Koram in doing a course, Yakulumanje, putting the mamas, she sent a Muntu Velashone Konenda Venu. So you warn the person, Jay, first hand. Normally, I'm going to say you are a loudspeaker. Yabona, there's a certain tone. So if I'm calling, they already know, man, it's mfazi. When you pick up my call and I say mfazi, they just like, you're on loudspeaker. So I know ukuthi the conversation you're so good. Yaba formal, yaba hi friend, how are you? I know ukuthi okay, it's not that bad. So yeah.
That's funny. The opening also does let you know this is a color image.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.